Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this pro-net, anti-Nick crap has to stop now?
What are you talking about?
It's early in his career, so we got to get into that.
What are you talking about?
The trolling. You didn't do it. You didn't do it?
Me and Keith are different. We are big Nets fans, but I had a very different approach last night than he did.
Your approach was the right one. Shut up, move forward, take the W, go home.
And by the way, the reason I had that
approach was a lot different.
The reason I had that approach had nothing to do with the officials. I want to make that clear. The reason I had that approach is because my team is not clicking right now. I didn't walk away last night feeling like, oh, look at me. And that's my approach. Now, I'm not telling Keith he's got to be that way or any other Net fan. If you want to scream and yell and have Twitter beefs with Knicks fans and argue about attendances, go do it. For me, when I walked out of Barclays last night and walked a long way to my car, and it was a long walk, I wasn't, what do you call it when you're excited? Peacocking.
You were peacocking.
I wasn't peacocking.
Your buddy was?
Well, that's him. He can
now,
do that.
I want to just say something to you first, Evan.
Yes.
I need you to allow me some room here to be extraordinarily douchey towards the Nets and the Net fan base.
It's okay. If Keith can respond for the Net fans, he can take the floor.
Yeah, because you guys approach it differently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say things to him that I have not yet said to you. So I just want to be clear. I want to be clear about that. That's all. The Nets beat the Knicks last night.
I heard 112
to 110.
I heard every second of Keith last night. Did you?
No, I did not. I was home.
I thought he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'm sure
and my
that
favorite
he did.
Part specifically was when the show opened. Did you hear the show open?
I didn't hear the show.
Oh, okay. The show
I
opened.
I heard about the show.
The show opened with Keith laughing.
Good.
And that was my favorite part.
Listen,
again, not my approach.
You're 15 and 6. Laugh. Ha, 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 ha. And you won. Listen, great game. It was very entertaining. I was pissed at the end because my team lost. A lot of things went into that, of course. But I think I just got to set the tone right here for FAN since Keith comes on after us.
Oh, so what Craig's trying to say is he needs the entire radio station, Boomer and Geo, Nick fanboys, not just Moose and Maggie, fanboy, fangirl, not just Craig Carton, fanboy. The entire radio station needs to be universal in their undying love for the New York Knicks. God forbid there's another voice that differs from the same Nick Sal Licata love fest that has to happen.
Not at all.
This is, bro.
This is why
because,
I said you
that
can't
pissed
handle
me.
This.
Okay, let Keith take over.
Did you not say you were going to sit back?
I'm done. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'm done. I swear to God, I'm done.
Hi, Keith. How you doing, buddy?
Brooklyn.
Hey,
listen, what's going on?
What was it like having Knicks fans in your building last night? Did you enjoy that?
I was in WFAN. I was in your building. I wasn't at the game.
It's our building now.
I missed all year.
Yes. Listen. Oh, you didn't go to the game at all because you were working before and after. I got you. I'm with you on that.
Yep.
So listen, here's what's interesting about working at WFAN. I mean, you're obviously aware of, the fan bases and the rooting interests and all that. I'm just going to give you, show host advice. That's all I'm going to do.
Ignore it.
When the referees call a game that benefits you.
And you're starting talking about referees.
When the referees decide that, we can't call a foul because Julius Randle's too big and tough and Baldy can't handle it. Yeah, we should at least acknowledge that in a post-game show that while your team is better, I would never say they're not, you are a better basketball team than my beloved New York Knicks. The fact that the referees are a part of that decision and you pay no attention to that last night is concerning
incorrect.
To me.
Nope. I read his quote. Zoo and I were trying to find the clip. We were actually trying to find the post-game clip to play on air. Couldn't find it. So I read his exact quote, and to me it just sounded like sore loser, crybaby, crying again.
Yeah.
Last year, the same thing. He knocked some chairs over at the end of the game
because
the call didn't go his way. It's like, bro, deal with it. James Harden is the main guy that the NBA targeted when it's like talking about fouls. Like when we're talking about foul calls and no foul calls, they changed the rules for James Harden.
Well, they changed it on him and Trae Young because of, you know, leaning into guys, you know, which is just an unnatural motion, of course. And, yes, that affected Harden the most, no doubt about that. And, by the way, I thought last night was a great game. A great game, and it's everything that we hope for New York basketball. Two teams that are playing really well, that are really competitive, going down to the stretch. But if we're going to accuse Julius Randle of lying, let's at least have something to back that up with. That's
hey,
all.
Don't get a T late in a crucial part of the game. That blew the game. That was the difference in the game.
I agree.
Game right there.
I agree.
You're the leader of the New York Knicks. You're the face of the franchise. You can't crumble in those moments.
Yeah,
guys are looking at you, Julius.
The only good thing for me was every time Durant had the ball, I got to see his male pattern baldness, which is really becoming aggressive at this point. That's the only thing I had that I can make fun of after the game. I had nothing else.
It. He had the picture that went viral of his ashy ankle.
That's right.
And you pair that with the baldness. He's a hooper, man. He literally says, I'm a hooper. I don't care about anything else but ball. After the game, he said, I'm going to sneak and play 40 minutes as many times as I can because I love being out there. He doesn't care about baldness. He doesn't care about lotion. He cares about basketball.
Yes.
And he's a Brooklyn Net for the next four seasons after
yes.
this.
Well, and if my guy could hit a three from the left corner with 4:20 to go, it might have been different. If he doesn't get
might
a technical
been,
call
but,
against him, it could have been
but,
different. You're right. If R.J. Barrett played, you know, because obviously he was sick last night, it might have been different. But you guys win.
Kemba, too, if Kemba would have played.
Nah, not Kemba.
If Kemba was 5 years younger, we would have won by 20.
Yeah, if I was 9 inches taller. Yeah, if I could shoot lefty. Whatever. Now, listen, it's you got game one. We meet again, I think it's February 16th, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Evan, at the Garden?
Yes, at the Garden, yeah.
All right.
I'm not taking you, by the way, Craig.
I wouldn't go with you anyway.
Your
seats are way too high. It's like the FAN box. It's an embarrassment.
No, mine are higher than the FAN box.
I know, it's
I'm
a
in the
joke,
upper level.
Like, I went to the Saturday game against the Suns.
Bougie.
At Barclays.
Yes.
That, by the way, that ain't bougie. Yo, like, I was closer to the moon.
Yeah, I said higher than that, and I love the seat. You get a great view of everything.
Guys,
I was
like able Keith to, and I can't sit in those seats.
I was able to clearly see that Mitchell Robinson committed a dumb foul with 2 seconds to go on James Johnson.
Yeah, and James Johnson out of all guys.
By the way, be honest. Both of you be honest.
Yeah.
You surprised that Johnson hit both?
Yeah, I actually was. I thought he was going to split.
I was.
I thought we were going to overtime.
Oh, you thought he was going to miss
and,
both?
And be honest about this. Be honest about this. I will take ownership of this. If, and it didn't happen, but had the Fournier prayer gone
bro.
You guys would have spent all night last night and all today bitching about him walking.
Deal with the reality. You Knicks fans cannot deal with
you didn't
the
hear what
reality.
I said. You didn't hear what I said. Let me say it and then react.
What, that Fournier traveled?
If Fournier's prayer goes in
and
the Knicks win by one, all I would have heard of from both you guys was, he walked! It's a travel!
You know, here's the problem, Craig. And Keith, I think you'd agree with me on
true
this.
True or false?
I love when these losers tell us what we would say
you wouldn't
if
have
we
said that?
Lost. No.
No. You were going
to
say
no. Like to be, they don't know what it's like to be a Nets fan. They have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah, we do. We don't win either.
We know exactly what it's like.
We're a little different
now. You lost in the second round last year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I understand. Were you in the second round?
We know
round?
Exactly what that's like.
That's true, but not in a game seven at home, unfortunately. Not by a half a centimeter.
Losing is a big deal. We understand what losing's like, but just be honest.
What?
That you would have...
It would have
taken that to your grave.
No, it would have killed me. And look, Keith, I listened to you all last night. I think you did a great job. I pissed some Net fans off because I tweeted last night, let's shut our mouths, take our win, and go home. That's just me. That's how I felt after the game. Personally, when I left Barclays last night, the Clays last night, I was like, Jesus, let's just get the hell out of here. I got to win.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I felt. Now, if the Net fans and yourself want to give it to the Knicks fan, that's fine. Because the Knicks fan would have given it to us. If, like you said, God forbid Fournier hits that shot, we wouldn't have heard the end of it. Especially on this radio station, which is all fanboys and fangirls, except, oh, now we got two.
Oh, that really threatens you, guys, you now.
You doubled.
Yeah, too bad. Three.
Because we got Recco.
Yeah, one and a half, that's all.
But you held it down last night. My favorite part is when you opened the show by laughing. That was my favorite part.
I had to hold it down. Like, what are the chances? I didn't know. I had that game circled for months. I didn't know I'd be on WFAN before and after that
but
game.
Keith,
what a blessing.
Keith, what would have happened? Jokes aside, now it's me asking it, not Craig. If that shot does go down and you had to be on the radio, because this is tough for me as a diehard fan.
He wouldn't
he wouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
but you would have had to been on the radio talking about that game for 2-3 hours. That would have, bro, I've experienced it.
I was prepared for it. I would have been sick, but I would have had to deal with it. And I was live on our Twitch stream. I was live for the whole second half. And some people were saying, shut the stream down. The Nets are about to lose. Shut it down. The Knicks are coming back. And I'm like, no, we sit through this. We deal with this. However it plays out, it plays out. We're Nets fans. We're humble. We've taken some bad L's.
We have.
Over the years.
I would say by definition, laughing to open the show is not being humble. That ain't humble pie, buddy.
No, that was just pure joy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Twitter sphere and my own text messages from friends of mine that are Knicks fans. And I'm like, yo, it's instant. The reaction is instant. I couldn't help but laugh it off.
No, listen, we deserve that one. And that's the way it goes. So round one goes to you. Round two's in February. And you'll be on tonight at 7. No games tonight, right? Just you going
no
all the way 7 to midnight,
tonight,
right?
5-hour marathon. Ready for it. Want to talk about everything.
Don't
baseball,
you think,
basketball.
Though, as much as I respect the fact that what Durant said after the game, like, I want to play basketball. I'll play 48 if I could. And I do respect that. I'm a basketball fan, big-time junkie, as a basketball fan. Don't you think, though, that he should have a moisturizer and a better barber? Isn't that a fair thing? Like, if you were making, you know, $70 million, $100 million bucks a year,
right,
which is what he makes all in, don't you think that you would have that tightened up a bit more?
No, I can't dream of being Kevin Durant, being that good at basketball and that rich. He makes a decision every day not to brush his hair, not to apply moisturizer, because he can.
Well,
I can't do that. I would get roasted.
Like you
and
just
he got roasted and he just owned it.
Let me ask this. You just got married, right?
Yes.
All right, so you and your beautiful wife just had your honeymoon right before you started your show here. If one day you showed up, and you have a nice, healthy head of hair, so it's not happening, but if one day you woke up and your wife was like, you got ashy ankles, and you got summer hair, summer here, summer there, that would not be acceptable in her house. Is that correct?
He doesn't have a wife. KD doesn't have a wife. He might not even have a girlfriend.
He's got an Instagram model hanging around. That house that the Nets paid for in California, you know what I'm talking about? You heard about that? You aware of that or no?
No.
You're unaware about the California house that the Nets pay for?
I just
What?
That's awesome.
I'd rather not get into whatever that's about.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Oh, Keith, you'll love that. You'll love this. Poor Craig's gonna have to eat this one. The two minute report came out. James Harden did not travel, as I tried
that's
to explain to you earlier.
Jump stops are unacceptable unless you're going.
It's a
up
jump
passing.
Stop, dude. No. He lands both feet at the same time. But here's the other thing that's buried. There was a missed call that affected the game.
Go.
The foul on James Johnson, legit.
I agree.
Right before that, and I wouldn't
was
send
it
this.
The Durant foul?
No, right before that, there should have been a 3-second violation on LaMarcus Aldridge. Turnover. Knicks ball.
I'm not going to bust the balls on
No,
that.
I'm not either. I just want to be fair about what the two-minute report
All right.
said.
Like, to me, I even said this, Keith. Like, any Knicks fan that doesn't think that Mitch fouled Johnson just doesn't... I mean, he hacked him. He fouled him.
Oh, no doubt.
It's a good call, and I have no problem with the refs making that call. I really don't. I know Knicks fans are pissed about it, but that's misplaced anger and energy because it was a foul.
Yes.
Now, if you want it now, if Julius Randle's not lying to us, that is a legitimate problem. If he's not getting calls, and the guy drives to the basket a lot, obviously, if he's not going to get calls that put him on the line, where he's usually a very good free throw
until
shooter.
Until it's late in the game and the game's on the line, then he sucks.
True. Then it's like you went to Syracuse. that's a real problem, and that ref should be disciplined. But neither here nor there. The better team won, and I can swallow that for sure.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You got it. All right. See you at 7, buddy. Be good.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
See you.
That's Keith McPherson. He's our nighttime guy. And, yes, unabashed Net fan and Yankee fan. So he and I may or may not see eye to eye next spring once I announce my fandom.
So it wasn't a travel. You ready to apologize?
I'm not apologizing
because
for that
off air,
because
Craig,
that's a travel all day.
Off air when I brought this up to Craig, because I was correcting his tweets from last night. I thought he was wrong, so wrong. I said, Craig, I just wanted to know. It wasn't a travel. Yeah, it was a jump stop.
It's a travel all
day. And Craig
day.
Was so vicious. Like, you're an idiot. You're a moron. I said, whoa, why are you yelling at me? Do your kids learn that from you?
Ask him. He's sitting right there.
Anthony, does Craig talk like that? Your dad? Does daddy talk like that?
No, not at all.
Just to me?
Yeah. You are in a lower level.
My man. There you go. Yeah. Not to me. I know what a jump stop is. So I don't want to argue with you because Evan and I argued off the air. But the basketball that I know, if you catch the ball and then jump, and don't pass or shoot prior to landing, we call that a walk.
Craig, the debate is, and this is a fair one,
all
by
day,
the way.
Every day.
Here's the debate, and it's a fair one. If he landed with his left leg first, it's a travel. I acknowledge that.
Okay.
There are some on Twitter making it super slow-mo to say, hey, look, I think it was one leg first. That's the argument. That's if both
okay,
legs land.
Have you seen it slow down?
It's super close.
Too close to tell.
Too close
right,
to tell.
So I'm not going to argue
that's
that
why
part.
You can't kill the officials for it. You can't, and the 3-second violation on LaMarcus, none of us knew.
I didn't see it, so I can't. If I was yelling about it last night,
right.
Then I'd have the platform, but I didn't even notice it, so.
Yeah.
That, you know what that is to me, though? That's the NBA saying, our refs didn't do a great job last night overall, so we're going to throw the fans a bone. Hey, we acknowledge they missed something.
But I like that they do that, don't
yeah,
you?
No, I love the
2-minute report is great.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I think every league should do it in the same exact way.
Accountability.
Because it's transparency.
Yes.
Now, you're not getting a win back. You're not getting any.
But you know what it does?
You're getting the satisfaction, I guess, of, all right, we know they messed up. They know they messed up.
Right.
They're admitting
well,
they messed
up. Well, two things.
Up.
It embarrasses the officials. And number two, this may seem small, it settles arguments.
Yes.
Like you
yes.
and I were arguing if it's a travel. I win. You lose. We move on. I would have taken the loss. Like if they came out and said it was a travel, I would have been like, all right. I thought differently. I'll take my L and move on. So what I love about it is it ends these stupid debates that we have.
Yeah.
Because the league is ruling, hey, look, here's where we messed up. Here's where we got it right.
No, I love it. I think all leagues should be that transparent.
I agree.
877-337-6666. Do we know who won the kicking competition between Matt Amendola and Alex Kessman? Plus, LeBron's got COVID.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Boy, staff. Former New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo will temporarily assume a coaching role and be in the coach's booth for tomorrow night's game against the Saints.
Right.
McAdoo has been a consultant to the Cowboy coaching staff. So now he's going to be the coach.
Should we care about this?
He's going to be a coach.
Like Pat Shurmur is an offensive coordinator. It is what it is. He's a failed head coach.
Ben McAdoo. I thought he was dead.
You thought he was dead?
I didn't know that Ben McAdoo was still around. But now he's a Cowboy coach.
The legend of Ben McAdoo, and I don't know if this is true, is that he wanted the Giants to trade up and draft Patrick Mahomes.
Well, it's funny you say that. I did not know that. Which would have changed everything, of course. But the story I do know, I read in the paper a week or two ago, the longest tenured scout for the New York Giants, and I apologize, I forget the man's name, he's an older gentleman now, told the story how he begged the Giants to draft Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, I read that a few weeks ago, yeah when they were playing Tampa.
It's this great story where the guy, and he was the guy that was like, the can't-miss kid, right, as a scout.
Right.
Like, every guy he's told them, other than the obvious picks, he, like, never got a pick wrong.
Right.
And it's not him telling the story. It's others talking about him. So you buy it, right? And he's a very humble man. And he goes, yeah, he said, I guess it was Ernie Accorsi, I assume. I think it was GM or George Young, whoever it was at the time. And he goes, listen.
That was Ernie Accorsi.
It was Ernie, right? He goes, I walked in, and I said, you got to draft this. Like, I begged him. You got to draft
Brady.
And
I think it was the fourth round.
In the fourth round.
Yes, yeah.
And the Giants said no. He came back in the fifth round and said, I'm begging you. The kid's going to be special. You got to draft him. Even in the sixth round, where he ultimately went to the Patriots, of course, he went in, he goes, and no one, like, there was no conversation. Like, it was like, no thanks, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Right. So he then tells the story that he goes home that night after the draft, and his wife is waiting up for him. Hey, honey, how did the draft go? It all culminates on the draft for scouts, right? And he goes, honey, I think we just passed up on a guy who's going to be a legend. Something like that.
I mean, do you really believe he said that?
I do.
Like, he thought, not that the guy will be good, not that this is a good value pick.
I think
pick.
We just missed legend. On a kid who's going to be a legend.
What
or special,
did he
whatever the word
see?
Was.
It may be curious. What did he see? Because I read the article. I don't remember seeing this part. What did he see that made him think that?
I forget all of it, but it was the whole thing. It was the whole package.
And you
right?
also have to wonder, let's say they listen to him. How does history play itself out? Does he even get an opportunity with the Giants?
Well, I mean,
Tom got an opportunity because Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Yeah, now, Belichick has told the story before where he had never met a quarterback without any playing time who, when he grilled about specific plays,
right,
knew everybody's job as competently as, I guess, Brady did in his rookie year, mm-hmm, with Bledsoe, you know, being the main man there. And he said he'd never seen that before.
Right.
Like, his command of the field was something that, you know, most kids just don't have.
Right.
So Belichick, and listen, obviously history proved it to be the greatest quarterback of all time, but I remember Belichick talking about that early in Brady's career,
right,
that you could have said to Brady any play in the game, and he knew everyone's job assignment, who was open, who wasn't, and where the ball should have gone.
I'll tell you something interesting about that same draft. There was only one quarterback taken in the first round that year. Who was it?
God, I have no idea.
No, there's a reason I'm asking. Chad Pennington.
Son of a bitch. Well, here's the difference. There was no jet scout saying, you gotta take
Brady. No, of course not. And look, that quarterback draft wasn't any good. Like, if I'm going through it right now, it's horrific. Yeah. I mean, Chad Pennington, Giovanni Carmazzi, Chris Redmond, T. Martin, Mark Bulger, okay, not bad. Spurgeon Wynn, Tom Brady.
And the scout went on to say the thing that pissed him off as the scout was that Brady put on a bunch of weight in between his final game at Michigan and the combine, and of course had that sloppy combine.
Right, right.
And he goes, people didn't see him that much at Michigan. You know, they weren't a prolific offense and all that. And he put on 20 pounds and wasn't working out.
Right.
So a lot of people got turned off by that. Like, this kid's not committed to playing football. He gained 20 pounds.
That's incredible.
And it wasn't 20 pounds of lean muscle.
Right, right.
He looked like my body today. Handsome, yes. But in shape, no siree, Bob.
How different would the world have been?
Yeah. Javier's in Union City. Javi, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How you doing, Spank?
Listen, I'm doing great. Evan, I love you, but listen, you got to defend us, the Brooklyn Nets, better, man. Why are you giving up so far?
In what regard? Where have I not defended our basketball team? In what regard?
You're not excited. We won.
I'm relieved, Javier.
Peacock today.
No, I can't peacock today. I'm relieved that we won. That's the word. And I'd be lying to you if I came on pretending like I'm cocky and arrogant. There are aspects of this team that concerns me greatly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
We're going to get there.
The peacocking may not happen.
Javier, we got a long way to go.
I want to ask you something, Greg. Yeah. I want to ask you something. I thought New York guy, you were supposed to be tough, right? Why are you crying so much today?
Why am I crying so much today? Because I was told that the referees went out of their way not to call fouls committed against my guy.
Can you please tell me what time in the game was that so I could watch and call you back tomorrow and apologize to you? Please. And let me tell you why.
Enjoy the moment.
Kevin Durant is a superstar. He's supposed to get the whistle.
Well, but in fairness, Craig hasn't ripped. Like, let's talk about the KD miss dunk.
Thanks, Javi.
Because KD had a bad offensive night really too late.
And he did not miss the dunk because of the foul.
No, but he missed the dunk and he got bailed out on what was a very soft foul. I'll defend my partner. He hadn't brought it up once. What he's bringing up is Julius Randle. So it's not exactly knocking the superstars getting calls more than it is it true? And I think let's all agree that if an official told Julius Randle, you're not getting calls because you're too big and strong,
that's a problem.
That's BS.
Yeah.
That's why players flop. They flop to sell to the official, hey, look, I was affected by that contact. You better give me my two free throws.
Justice for Julius. Justice for Julius. Justice for Julius.
Justice for Julius.
Justice for Julius. No? Justice! No one's going on. No, I'm all alone on that.
You know what's funny? When I tweeted,
nobody wants to join me on that.
No.
Justice for Julius. Justice for Julius. No. Anybody?
I would join. I think we should go on this protest justice for Julius. Justice for Julius.
All right, good job.
At least you got your son on your side.
Yeah, that's right. He knows where his bread is buttered. That's right. What were you about to say? Something?
I know. I was going to say that, and Javier expressed it. When I tweeted what I tweeted last night about the game, saying, hey, let's get our win, shut up, and go home, I pissed off a lot of my fellow Net fans because a lot of Net fans want to rub it in. And trust me, there may be a moment where I do it. Like yesterday, and I got a lot of tweets about this, you claimed, Evan, you were going to tweet out some kind of thing mocking a coworker if the Nets won last night. The reason I chose not to do it is because the win it was a win, but I didn't feel up for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If the game ended 5 minutes into the third quarter, you would have been all over it.
Did I think the game was over, though?
No, I'm saying if that was the end point, you won by 16.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And I would have
ran us out of the building.
And I would have been a little bit more douchey today.
Yeah.
But I can't pretend to be like, yeah, let me beat my chest. We destroyed you. We didn't.
So LeBron James has COVID, and it's a really weird thing. Like, everybody else that's gotten COVID in professional sports, you see, we know everything about them right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get it? Where'd they get it? Are they vaccinated? Aren't they vaccinated? Where are they staying? Are they quarantining? And all that stuff. And it dawned on me that LeBron James is in health and safety protocols, you know, the COVID protocols for the NBA. But that's all we know.
No, we know more. Did you hear?
I have not heard.
So
no.
Here's what happened last night. This is a report out of L.A. He failed his first COVID test.
Okay.
They gave him a second one, negative. Okay.
Okay.
Takes a third one, positive again.
So 2-1 positive over negative.
2-1 positive. That's it. Now, about an hour ago, because what's going on with LeBron? LeBron James tweeted something. Did you see his tweet?
Is that what he wrote about something real fishy?
Yes.
Okay, I did see that, yeah.
Now, all of us are assuming that has something to do with the failed COVID test.
Come on.
So the question is, LeBron, what do you find fishy? You got COVID.
Right.
I hope you're okay.
Of course.
But you got COVID. If you fail 2 out of 3 tests, like, this isn't the NBA playoffs. Well, now we got to go to game 4. Like, it doesn't continue in a best-of-7 format. I think once you fail 2 out of 3 or
That's
3
it.
Out of 4,
right.
It's over. Huh. So what I would ask LeBron James is, if you've got something to say, say it.
Right.
Like, if you think something's going on.
Let me hear. There's a racist agenda now against him or something?
No, I have no idea.
They wanted him to be positive? Like, shut up.
Why? Before a game against the Kings?
I mean, come on. I mean, right.
This isn't the NBA Finals.
Right.
This is a game in December against Sacramento where, if I'm not mistaken, the Lakers had a 40-8 run last night. I'm not even making that up. At some point in the game, it was a 40-8 run. So I don't know what LeBron's implying, but we'd love to hear it. What's going on that's fishy?
Now,
did someone spike your COVID test?
There are 34 breakthrough cases amongst fully vaccinated players. So as Woj reported, the NBA is encouraging all NBA players to get the booster now as well.
Right.
Because obviously, you know, COVID's alive and well, unfortunately. And guys that have been fully vaccinated, we all know that. Probably know somebody in your life that's fully vaccinated that also got COVID at some point and thank God survived it. But I don't know what he means by real fishy. Like, if you want to tell me it's the Giants situation from 3 weeks ago where there's a million false positives and they did their research into it and it turned out the company was giving them, you know, bad tests, I accept that because we've seen that. But when it happens, it doesn't happen to a singular dude.
Right.
It happens to everybody. Like the New York Giants, right? 30 guys tested positive.
Right.
And then we found out, thankfully, they were negative.
Right.
And the testing place was like, that's on us.
Right.
We got bad tests.
So what's LeBron saying?
I don't know.
I mean, he clearly thinks it. Now,
maybe the people that didn't spray paint his garage door also gave him the test. I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I'll have to fill you in.
Okay.
Off here. By SNY. Apparently, SNY did not promote the fact that the Met GM was on with us today.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're asleep at the wheels, what it means.
They didn't promote it?
Yeah. I don't know. I was told that SNY never mentioned on any of their social media platforms that we were having the GM of the Mets.
Are they embarrassed by Billy Epler?
Or you?
Or me?
I don't know.
Lugie was telling me I was very mean to Billy Epler. You think I was mean to Billy Epler?
No. You were mean to Rojas, not to Epler.
Yeah, I was pushing him is what I was doing because he was giving these answers of, I can't talk about free agents. No. Brian Cashman talks about free agents all the time, bro.
Matt, I told you it's a Billy Epler rule. Matt's in your show. Matt, what's going on, buddy?
What's up there, partner?
How are you there, Cookie?
Good. I got 2 questions for you. Number 1, where the heck is Junk Bomb?
Junk Bomb is actually sitting in a warehouse somewhere in upstate New York, and I have no access to it.
Really?
Well, because they wanted to ship it all to me, but I have no place to put it. And I'm sure that it's expired by this point. But there's like, no joke, there's probably 100,000 bottles of Junk Bomb sitting in a warehouse somewhere in upstate New York.
Oh, you're killing me. I'll take a case, even if it's expired.
Yeah, and listen, hey, it's great. I just, I don't have it.
When are you guys coming back to New Rochelle, man?
We're going to play softball in New Rochelle next year.
Are you really?
Yes. We try to get a game this year, but still because of the COVID stuff, we couldn't pull it off. But I've been in touch with the mayor and the head of Parks and Rec, and assuming we're all good COVID-wise, we are going to bring the FAN All-Stars to New Rochelle as we used to do back in the day.
Nice. Well, bring some junk bomb with you.
I can't do. I just told you for three times. I don't
he
have.
He really wants that junk bomb.
By the way, junk bomb's one of the greatest products I've ever been involved with. I have like two bottles at home, and I live by it.
I think you should give one to him. He really wanted one.
No, he's not getting
it. No?
No.
We'll do a special giveaway.
If you want to drive up to the warehouse, they'll give it to you for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was going to have it shipped here, but then I figured the station would get pissed at me. Like, what are we doing with 1,000 cases?
Where's the warehouse again?
I don't know the exact city.
No, what state?
I think it's upstate New York.
Oh, it's upstate New York.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But that, I mean, it's a pretty big state.
No, I am aware.
That could be a lot of places.
It could be 9 hours. It could be Buffalo.
That could be a lot of different places.
I get you.
I'm not sure where it is.
I'm in the mood to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. You want to do a trip?
No.
No?
Okay. No interest. No.
You want to bring your family?
No.
Anthony,
no.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll come. Let's
cool.
go.
Let's
right
roll.
Now.
All right.
All right. Let's go. Bye.
Look at she's that.
Right. He's leaving.
Not where, now.
There you go. Good.
Get out of here.
You got money in your pocket?
No, Uncle Evan will pay for everything.
there you go.
You know what I have, Anthony? And it's in my wallet. I have a lifetime pass for me and a guest.
I'm sure you
anytime do. I want to go to the Baseball Hall
really?
Of Fame.
Really?
Yeah. There's no surprise
who,
at all.
I got to find this
that.
Now. I got to
who
prove
gave
this.
You that?
He bought it.
I wrote an article. I wrote an essay in high school.
Oh,
and it was sent in, and it got published in a book about my love for baseball.
Yeah.
And it was specifically about Mike Piazza flying out to end the 2000 World Series. And because it got published, here it is. I have a National Baseball Hall of Fame lifetime pass.
Ah, very nice. Let me guess, nobody read this book.
Wow. My bad.
I see where you get your sense of humor.
Yeah there you go. Huh. All right. Nobody read the book.
Wow.
That he does. Evan just showed out of his wallet
yeah.
a lifetime pass to the National Baseball League Hall of Fame.
Me and you.
We're in, man.
January.
Yeah, January.
Oh, good month to go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Can you name three guys in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Probably not.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Come on, just think about it.
All-time great baseball player.
Yeah. Oh, Derek Jeter.
That's one.
Well, just time out for a second, buddy. I said, all the people that have ever played baseball,
yes,
all-time great baseball players,
yes,
and my boy opens with Derek Jeter.
True Yankee, son of a Yankee
That's
fan.
That's called parenting right
hold
there,
on, hold
man.
On. How about Jackie Robinson?
Is Jackie Robinson. Two for two, kid.
Babe Ruth? There we go. That's three.
Wait, can you do more? You're on fire.
Probably not.
I would stop where you're ahead.
Fair enough.
You just knocked out three of the greatest of all
time. Wait, is the guy from Field of Dreams in the Hall of Fame?
No.
What's his name?
No.
Smokey, whatever
Shoeless?
His name. Yeah, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Wow, he's not, unfortunately. And quite frankly,
don't
on the
get
car
him
ride
started.
On the car ride up, I'm going to explain to you why that's a disgrace.
Did you like Field of Dreams?
That he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, great movie. If you build it, he will come.
Do you think it sucked?
Yeah, with like a car thing with the lights. Like, what's the
like, he doesn't know that he's having a catch with his dad.
Exactly.
That's why he was so stupid.
Don't coach him into disliking right? the end of the movie.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Right. No.
He's just having a catch with some guy
first of
who
all,
walked out of the field.
When you ask
you don't know it's his father.
He calls him dad.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
no,
he does.
He does.
He does.
He does.
He does. He does.
But
he
the
says,
guy's
dad, you
got
catch.
No idea that's
your
his son.
That's your argument. He doesn't know it's his son.
He doesn't know it's his son. Yeah, yes. He knows it's his dad. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but Anthony
the
said.
The player doesn't know that's his son.
Anthony said the end of the movie was the lights with the cars.
Come on, the cars.
That's the very last
hold on, hold on. The cars are like building up to the stadium.
Yeah.
And if only a certain
right.
amount of people can see it.
Right.
And it really doesn't exist. It doesn't add up. Doesn't add up.
That's a better point than your dad's point.
There shouldn't be cars and lights coming out to see the
right.
fake baseball players.
They're
going to
save the farm right. because
they're going to come watch the games.
They all want to come yeah. watch the game.
So here's
so
what happened.
Save the farm.
So here's Graham okay. saving his daughter unlocked the potential
exactly.
for everyone yeah. to see the players.
Once Moonlight Graham. And remember this scene. Go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Once Moonlight Graham comes off the field and becomes the old doctor,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden everyone can see the players. That's why the old redhead uncle's like, where'd all these guys come from? It unlocked the magic.
Don't sell the farm, Ray. Definitely don't sell the farm.
Don't sell the farm, remember?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sure. We're here for you.
Sure. Yeah.
By the way, 1 to 10, what do you give Field of Dreams?
I'm going to give it a 4.
Good job.
It's really not that good of a movie. It doesn't add up. It's just like it's like watching a Disney movie. It's
wow.
it's like magical.
Now you're knocking Disney movies?
yeah.
Yo, we went to an Italian restaurant, right? And yeah. Anthony loves linguine and clams.
Love it. Love it.
Right? So it's delicious. Yeah. So the owner comes over. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant for an obvious reason there, okay? And I go, Anthony, the very nice, so gracious. Yeah. The owner goes, hey, how'd you like the linguine and clams? I go, Anthony, why don't you give them a rate it? See, you know, 1 to 10.
I was being honest. I said a 7.2.
So Anthony goes, well, the pasta's cooked perfectly. The clams are good.
Sauce doesn't soak into the pasta.
But you didn't cook the sauce enough.
It's sitting on the floor. It's not like just like it's like when you put basil on something. It's there to be there. It's not there for anything else. Just there to be there.
Craig, do you realize he's you? Like that's exactly what you would do.
Basil's there to be there.
I mean, on a pizza. Is anyone eating the basil on the pizza?
Some people do, yeah.
Fresh basil, sure.
I mean, it's a leaf, but some people eat it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You're literally eating a leaf.
Yes, we like it.
Did you expect him to give it a 10?
I thought because you're in someone else's restaurant.
No!
And it was very good that my son would have understood in this setting. Anything over a 9 is what you give the guy.
Oh, so you've been okay with like a 9.0?
He's like a 9.3. I'm like, okay. He looks the owner in the eye and goes, 7.
Yeah, 8.
And we're like, you knucklehead, you can't give him a 7. So the owner comes back and goes, we're going to try really hard to make it better. And then Anthony was embarrassed. He's like, I'll give it a 9.4. He goes, no, you gave it a 7.
Have you gone back since?
No. We will, though.
Will you grade it again fairly, or will you just be nice and give him a 10?
Now, at this point, I'm going to grade it fairly.
Damn right.
No, but you can't grade that places again. Like, that's over with. Yeah. You could grade it at another place. You can't go back to a place you gave a 7.
So they have to live with the grade? That's it?
They got to live with the 7.
You don't get a retest?
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, because then they're going to think he's being fugazi. You know? That's all.
I think you did the right thing, man.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what. This is why I make him raise his hand to talk.
Really?
And you have no restrictions whatsoever on this show. You want to sing a song later?
Yeah, in a minute. But I have a question for Evan.
Oh, jeez. What's up?
Have you ever gone golfing? Are you a good golfer?
Okay, so have I gone golfing?
Yeah.
Yes. Are you asking me mini golfing or regular golfing?
No, just regular golfing.
I've gone golfing. I'm not very good at it now.
Okay, we went to a restaurant and there happens to be golfing simulators.
Okay.
So I get like 3 shots to hit the ball. So I have this whole build up and I miss the ball. It's on a tee and I miss the ball.
No shame.
Yes. The second time I go to do it again and I hit it. And it goes, like, into the corner, and it's a simulator, so on the screen, it goes into the forest. On my last shot, I don't even hit it. I hit the tee, and it doesn't even, like, move.
Register.
Yeah. Wow.
And they're like, you've had enough, kid. And then they gave him a DUI test.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.